Hey, this is Susie Larson. If you don't have time to listen to the full podcast, here's a highlight from today's show. The full conversation is at myfaithradio.com.
It's counterintuitive, isn't it?
Mm-hmm.
When we give up our rights, when we look out for the other's best interest, right? And that's exactly the action that Julie was not just talking about taking, but she was living it out. You know, she wanted me to be home, and we had two young kids at the time, and there was a lot of demands. And I was working full-time, and I was trying to make it in as a full-time tournament fisherman as well, which took me away a lot. And so as she surrendered her rights and as she surrendered her needs, then it automatically made me want to reciprocate. So I'm out on the water that day, and I'm fishing, and I've got one more cast disease. I found out last week that my son also has it. I took him fishing. He's like, well, maybe just one more kid. So anyway.
I don't think there's a cure for that, actually.
There is, and she has big blue eyes.
Oh, that's perfect. She's darling.
So I'm sitting out there, I'm fishing, doing my normal thing, and I long to see her. Mm. I mean, I'm ready to wrap it up and go home because there wasn't that pressure to be home anymore. I felt like when I got home, I was going to be welcome home because of the way she sent me off. And guess what? I came home early.
Wow.
So isn't that interesting? And one dictionary defines surrender as to give up in favor of another.
Wow.
I thought that was an interesting definition, to give up in favor of another. And you know what? That was the first step that she took. And when she did, it automatically caused me to want to do the exact same thing for her. And we've been working off that principle ever since.
And what I love about this book, what I wish my mother had told me about marriage, it's honest. There are these listening prayers as if God himself is speaking to you in a very biblical way. There's prayers, there's quotes. I love this book, you guys. And so this first secret of surrender, Julie, I'm thinking, we have to take a break in just a moment, but I'm thinking of that wife going, but you don't know. My husband offends and reoffends in the same area, in the same way. So to surrender leaves me vulnerable. What word of encouragement do you have for her?
I think the good news is you're not in it alone. As much as you want your marriage to be healed, God wants it. And surrender and forgiving and all of those things are not a natural thing. But by the grace of God, God superimposes his character on our character. And what I would encourage her to do is to fall more head over heels in love with God, because it's in that place that every need that we have is truly met. And it's only in that place that we can sustain that longevity of grace, because it's not self-will. It's not sheer willpower. It's a change of heart. It's a change of attitude. And it's a forgiveness and a release and entrusting your spouse to God and allowing God to be God in your spouse's life. And either way, when we are full of him, we're going to be okay.
Indeed. And here's an example as we get to break here, a letter from the Father. At the end of each chapter has this, my dear child. So if you're that person Julie's talking to, listen, every moment of every day I see you. When you feel as though you're alone, I am near. Nothing can separate you from my love. I see your struggles. I see your pain. I see how tirelessly you strive to do more, to be better. I see how you run from one activity to the next, hoping, wishing, longing for something to fill you. I see your disappointments when your spouse doesn't deliver. Oh, my precious child, how I long to draw you near to me, to lift you up, to give you strength. Today, I invite you to hear my voice. Don't harden your heart toward me. Listen closely. You will find what you need. Rest in me, and you will find strength for your soul. Thanks again for listening to this highlight from Live the Promise. If you missed the whole show or want to listen to past programs, you can find them at our website at myfaithradio.com.